This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Even though the election is more than half a year away, the presidential campaign already is moving full steam ahead, with the war in Iraq a major issue. A new book by the Bush administration's former counterterrorism coordinator could affect perceptions of how the Bush administration is handling the war on terror. Richard Clark's book, Against All Enemies, is highly critical of President Bush's response to the September 11th terrorist attacks. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
According to Clark's book, the president was focused on Iraq the moment the World Trade Center and the Pentagon were hit. How is that going to affect the attitude on how the president is handling the war on terror?
Well, clearly the White House is quite concerned about this book because the response has been immediate and detailed. Look, Richard Clark held senior positions in the administrations of Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and then George W. Bush. So he is a credible critic. And he says that the president failed to act prior to September 11th despite, quote, repeated warnings. That the Iraq war is politically motivated, that the Bush administration refused to take al-Qaeda seriously, and that he said in an interview on 60 Minutes last night that it is outrageous for the president to run on the war on terror. So you can see why the White House would be so determined to answer this immediately. And Dan Bartlett, the communications director, was all over the airwaves yesterday and this morning. Condoleezza Rice, the national security advisor, has an op-ed in the Washington Post, and she details the rebuttal, saying that that she worked through the president's transition from the Clinton to the Bush administration and in the first 8 months of before September 11th to counter the al-Qaeda threat, that there was no plan delivered from the Clinton administration over to Bush to eliminate the al-Qaeda, that the president said he was tired of, quote, swatting at flies, and that he wanted to get to al-Qaeda, and that that was the first foreign policy document of the Bush administration was to eliminate it. And she said the president, of course, asked about Iraq, as he asked about a variety of things after September 11th, but at a national security meeting on September 17th, said Iraq was not on the agenda and, quote, the initial response would be to fight al-Qaeda and the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Perhaps part of the reason it's so important for the president to make his case on Iraq and terrorism is that nothing else seems to be working for him at the moment.
Well, that's true. The campaign is certainly in place, and it's going very well in terms of fundraising. The president has hundreds of millions of dollars on hand, but it's also, and also this weekend he started fertilizing the grassroots in Florida. On Saturday, more than 12,000 people showed up for a rally, and the Republicans took a page out of what used to be a Democratic book of registering hundreds of voters at the rally and signing up thousands of volunteers. But the issues haven't been working for the president. The two big bills that were designed to blunt the traditional Democratic issues, education and health, seem to be working against him, not for him. The schools and governors don't like the No Child Left Behind education bill, and seniors don't seem to like the Medicare prescription drug bill.
Well, on that, there's evidence the numbers were cooked. Are the Democrats going to be able to capitalize on that?
Well, they certainly will try, but it's going to be very difficult because the Democrats don't have the majority in the House or the Senate. And, Bob, that's part of the reason that this campaign is going to get very nasty very fast, because the stakes are so high. The Democrats have learned how hard it is to be completely shut out from having any branch of government. And the presidency looks like their best bet at the moment. The House looks lost. The Senate's going to be very tough. And so the presidency is where they're placing their eggs in the basket, and it's going to be a long, nasty campaign.
NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.